The Decade That Fashion Forgot. When I look at fashions of previous eras, it's difficult not to laugh. Your parents might have old photos of themselves with perms, wearing shell suits and shoulder pads. This is what was fashionable in the 80s. We talked to four people who lived through the 80s, fondly known as the Decade That Fashion Forgot. A. Bianca Carr.
My look started with my hair. I loved the big, spiky look. I got it cut regularly and then I'd have it dyed. My natural colour is red, but I'd get it dyed white blonde. Of course, I thought it was extremely stylish, though I look at old photos now and just cringe. Makeup was equally important. I used lots of black eyeliner around my eyes. At the time, I thought it made me look mysterious. And then there were the clothes. Leggings were so cool back then. I remember seeing someone at a club wearing black lace leggings and thinking they were the coolest thing ever. Funnily enough, they're back in fashion now. I also wore a lot of vintage clothing because not only was it affordable, but also very good quality. In fact, I still buy vintage stuff. There's nothing in the shops to match it for style.
B. Rick Landis.
My kids asked me to show them photos of myself before I got married, and it's really embarrassing. The clothes we wore then look ridiculous now. But to be honest, I don't know what's worse. The shiny coats we wore then, or the skinny jeans my daughter wears now. She looks like she painted the trousers on, they are so tight. As for my son,
why does he think that he looks cool
when he wears his jeans so baggy and low down? Isn't it funny how something so awful can be considered attractive? We were influenced by singers just as kids are today. But singers in the 80s were pretty tame compared to some that are around today. I don't know what I'd do if my son or daughter came home looking like them. What I remember most of all is that we loved getting dressed up and we weren't afraid to make a fool of ourselves.
I suppose some things never change.
C. Ellen King.
Everything was big in the 80s. Jewellery, shoulder pads and hair. You either covered your hair in half a can of hairspray or you had a perm. I got mine permed because I wanted to look like Kylie Minogue. I think she looks much better now, and I hope I do too. What I remember most about the 80s was Lycra. It was in every shop window. It became popular when keep-fit clothing crossed over and became part of mainstream fashion. I used to wear tight pink Lycra leggings with black leg warmers or a puff skirt and high heels. I still wear high heels because I'm on the short side, but I wouldn't dream of wearing the rest of the outfit. What amazes me is that my own daughter wears leggings now. I suppose it just goes to show that trends come and go, and when you least expect it, they're back.
D. Jason Phelan.
For me, the 80s were all about music and fashion. I'd watch my favourite bands on TV, and then try to recreate their look in a way that suited me. I liked wearing dinner jackets with striped shirts and jeans. The jackets made me feel sophisticated, even though I was from a rough neighbourhood. Rolling up the sleeves made the elegant jacket look casual and made me think I was cool. I used to get the jackets at charity shops because I couldn't afford high street prices. My friends, on the other hand, preferred wearing t-shirts and ripped jeans with the latest trainers. Whatever we wore, though, we tried to look like individuals. It seems to me that these days, teenagers just blindly copy models and singers. They don't develop their own styles. My son disagrees, though. He says that today's fashion is much more original than it was in the 80s. He thinks the way we used to dress is laughable.